Are you ready to take your photography skills to the next level? Registration is open for PPA's Fall Photography Workshops, happening at locations all across the country. These full-day in-person workshops are led by fellow professional photographers and cover everything from marketing strategies to lighting techniques, posing, editing, sales, and more. It's a hands-on opportunity to learn, grow, and connect with your photography community. Oh yeah, and if you're a PPA member, you'll earn one service merit for every workshop you attend. That's a double win. Get started at ppa.com/workshops. That's ppa.com/workshops.
So let's talk about breaking down that marketing beast, because it's not just the final product image that you get on a creative play day.
Sure.
You're telling the story of your setups. You're going way beyond just the final image for the marketing beast.
Sure. So there's different segments of this. So obviously I'm a photo educator. So that's part of it. Is it just even if it's real or behind the scenes or just little snippets of what my life looks like. But also even in the commercial world of photography, it is suddenly morphed where people really do want to see you on set. They don't just want to see the final images. They want to see what kind of productions you can handle, what your creative process looks like, who you are as a person. And so my creative play days are another way for me to do that. Yeah. So it's actually kind of hits it from all points. It's great.
Yeah, it's like a reality show.
I swear some of the characters that I have on set would be perfect for that. You should see my team. They're amusing, we'll say that.
Yeah, we'll make that happen.
And talented.
Do you hear from people that watch your stuff, oh, the way that you did this thing that you thought was just not a big deal, but they noticed something in your creative play, like the way you lit a subject or the way that you organized the day that they found super unique and took something out of it that you think was just like, that's how I do it, but it was unique to someone who watched?
I think all the time something like that happens because someone's peeking in on something and everyone's coming from a different perspective. I actually think it will happen sometimes with a commercial job when they're going back through my stuff, just like doing their research, and then they might not be photographers. So they're catching, oh, I loved when you did XYZ. Can you do that for us? Yeah. It all feeds into each other. It's like it's one giant machine.
Yeah. Let's talk about the day itself, because like you say, you're planning it a month out. You're bringing in other professionals.
Yeah.
And you shared with me that you're purposely mashing yourself up with people that challenge you. Can you talk through how you set up your creative day?
1000%. So I want to hit a couple of things. The first thing I was going to say is that my creative play days, I'm talking from my perspective as a fashion photographer, but I did this when I did portraits. I did this when I did weddings. So I don't want people to think like, oh, this is something that a fashion photographer did. Like that's how I got out of shooting babies is I did creative high school senior portraits. And then I marketed that. So first and foremost, that it has evolved into something that are productions. And so I work with a hairstylist, makeup artist, and wardrobe stylist. And what I usually do for a creative play day is I can get specific. We're showing up at 8 and we're there till 6. Like it is a long full day. And we shoot a minimum of 6 different concepts, like 6 different executions. Honestly, we've probably hit 12 in a day.
Yeah.
But what I do is no one's getting paid. Like everybody is working for the images. And so, yeah, you know, they are getting paid in the experience, but that only goes so far. So what I like to do is I say, hairstylist, what are 1 to 2 concepts that you need for your book? Either you want to try out something experimental with hair, or there's this client that you want to capture their attention with this particular style that you do. And then I say the same thing to makeup, the same thing to wardrobe. So what it means is not all of the creative concepts are on me. And it also means everybody feels like they are being compensated. It's not just like, let's just play. They're getting something out of it they can use. So I usually shoot 2 to 3 different models, 6 to 12 different looks, and we just knock it out. But it's nice because I don't have to get a certain number of looks. Like there's no one, you know, breathing over my shoulder. And so if we go one direction and we're like, this is awesome, let's evolve this, then we'll scrap the rest of the plans for the day and like just follow where that was taking us. And that's where I get some of my favorite images, honestly.
Does it get the vibe of a jam session that when the hairstylist does something, then you get fired up, then they get fired up, and the models get fired up?
Yeah, well, because everybody brings their skill set. And so then, like, even if it's a perfect example how it often happens, wardrobe stylist brings cool stuff. And then I'll be like, oh, God, I love this piece. The makeup artist goes, oh, I'm going to build some makeup off of that piece and bring in the color. And then the hairstylist goes, I think this shape, this silhouette is going to be perfect. And then there's something incredible in front of my lens. So again, I'm not like, they did the work for me. They put something amazing in front of me, and then I'm figuring out what photography does to complement rather than overtaking it. And is it a more is more situation, which is true with me a lot, where I'm like, let's do gels, let's do sparkles, let's do smoke. Or is it just about, wow, that amazing sculptural hair, let it speak for itself, and I'm just going to do simple lighting, which does happen sometimes.
I want you to think back to the last time you all creatively jammed. Mm-hmm. Someone brought something, got you fired up, and you mm-hmm. got the shot.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had the day, you had a creative play day, you got the shot. Mm-hmm. How do you wind down after that? Do you celebrate? Do you go home and collapse? What's the afterwards look like for you?
So as I mentioned, I'm a morning person.
Yeah.
So I am like, as soon as we're done, it's funny because I'll be in the shoot and I'm really hyped.
Yeah.
And then it goes off. Then I am just a zombie in the corner and I'm just melted, slowly eating like a Reese's peanut butter cup and like waiting for people to pack up. Like that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And it's also true, just as a side note for people, when I do workshops, I'll give like 110%. And then as soon as I'm done teaching, then I just melt in the corner. And yeah, that's just how my brain works. It's on or off for the most part.
We're learning from you on your website. You're showing people how to do this stuff. But sometimes it can feel a little intimidating because, well, I live in Milwaukee. I don't have fashion designers. I don't have someone that I collaborate with consistently for hair and makeup. Talk to that person about how they can take your concept and make it work for them.
Yeah. I actually think one of the things that often challenges me in a good way is when I have boundaries or restrictions put on myself. Sometimes when there's all the choice in the world, then how do you make a decision of which direction to go? I did not start off in New York City. I did not start off with hair, makeup, and wardrobe. I started in a small town in upstate New York, and I still did the same thing. So I would take high school seniors, maybe somebody I already shot, and we would do a play day. And what we would do is I'd go to the florist around the corner and be like, I'd like to collaborate. Let's make a flower wreath around the head. Or I'd go to the local vintage shop, or I'd buy and return from someplace. I've since learned how to drape fabric to look like a dress. And I've collaborated with cosmetology students. I don't mean this to be mean, but whatever, like there are restrictions in small areas, but if you let it stop yourself, you put that restriction.
Yeah.
Like they're great images to be made.